views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to
my Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and it's my pleasure today to interview a very special woman who you're going to love, because I love her too. You're going to meet her in a couple minutes, Bethany Wing White, who's got a fabulous inspirational story for all of you that have been suffering with chronic illnesses and Lyme disease. You're really going to resonate with this. But what I'd like to say too is a little extra special something that my new book, that many of you know I've been working on so diligently, Autoimmune Illness and Lyme Disease Recovery Guide, Mending Body, Mind, and Spirit, is going to be released August 11th. We're so excited about it. This is a book that encompasses so much of what our culture needs to look at. Currently, we have 50 million Americans suffering with autoimmune illnesses, and Lyme disease is right there in the mix as a linchpin behind a lot of them. It often is an underlying factor that triggers so many of these autoimmune illnesses and syndromes, or it's misdiagnosed. There's a lot to say. The book covers a huge terrain of our healthcare system and why it's become so lopsided and what we need to do individually and collectively to regain health, both at the personal level and at the societal level. And in this book, which encompasses, my decades of knowledge as a healthcare practitioner and also as a survivor of autoimmune illnesses and Lyme disease, I share some patient stories. And one of the most astounding stories is Bethany's. And so it's really a pleasure for me to bring Bethany on air today with you at Limelight Radio, because you're going to get a sneak peek at one of the central cases in this beautiful book, and also a great message that Bethany has of really how you can turn your life around. So let me tell you about Bethany, and then we're going to get a chance to visit with her. So Bethany Wing's career started in the financial industry, where she'd become a financial advisor for Fidelity Investments, then Bank Boston and Fleet. She eventually left banking and worked for venture capitalists, learning startups, and one amazing venture was working with WorldCare Incorporated and its amazing twists and turns of wellness, helping other people have access to best healthcare hospitals in the United States. And another avenue that WorldCare was venturing into was the multi-billion dollar wellness center in Dubai, which has been put on hold for some years now, but was a fascinating journey for Bethany. And while she was in the industry, she decided to follow her artistic desire and to learn all about the beauty industry. And from makeup to hair to all spa essentials, she grew to one day open her own salon, which I'm thrilled for her. And this is where Bethany currently resides. And she enjoys running a small business and helping others feel and look better. And during all of this time, Bethany struggled with her health as long as she can remember, and her journey through chronic illnesses, autoimmune diagnosis, and Lyme disease have brought her to her knees and given her an awareness that she could never have had without going through all of this. So she is really a true survivor. And Bethany Wing, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina, for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share a little bit of what I know anyways.
Oh, gosh. On the journey. Yes, it's such a pleasure to have you on air with me. You and I met, oh gosh, I think maybe almost a year now. And we've had such kinship and synergy in our understandings of these illnesses and what the experience is like, and you know how you know we struggle when illness becomes really like the fabric of your everyday life.
Yeah, I have to say, just so that you know, I don't know if I've told you this, Katina, but when I originally got diagnosed really sick, of course you have to start looking on your own to get treatment and so forth, and of course you read and read and read, and you were one of my first books I picked up, and it touched me so deeply out of the woods.
Oh.
I said, oh my God, I get it. And everything just connected. And at that point is when I started doing my research.
Oh, really, gosh.
So I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
That you actually turned a switch in my head that made me understand a lot more than I could see before. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And it's really why I wrote that book was to really illuminate the inside of what it feels like. And obviously I resonated with you, so that's great.
Mm-hmm. You really, really did. And I'm just grateful. I don't know if in the last year, I don't think I've said that to you.
And thank you for telling me and telling our audience. You do actually, I mean, it is really a powerful book, Out of the Woods. It is healing.
It's very human. You know, it's the human part of it and not the science part. It's not the, you know, and it's just a survivor. And I saw such a, you know, a unique parallel between the two of us. It gave me the power to fight on. So thank you.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And it is really empowering books. And people, if you're looking for Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, you can find it online at Amazon and at Barnes & Nobles. And also any of your local bookstores can get it for you. It's distributed by Perseus. And it's also an audio format. I have to say it's an Audible, which I'm so excited about because so many people that are so ill with Lyme disease are so cognitively impaired that listening to this book and the story plus the treatment options is just, oh my God, when I was so sick, if I could have listened to it, Bethany, I would have been like on cloud nine.
Right.
I know.
I was the opposite. I had encephalitis, so I couldn't hear a thing, and I couldn't watch TV. And the only thing I could do is read small bits because I had neuro symptoms too, which it was really hard to retain information. But you captivated me. I read that book in 3 days.
Oh, thank you.
In my darkest hours.
In your
I could
darkest
not read.
Hour. Oh
I
my
couldn't
gosh.
Even read, but I read it. So
oh
thank
my
you.
Blessings. Oh, blessings yep. everywhere. So let's jump over to you because I know that you don't love to talk about yourself, but I'm going to make you do it.
I'm going to bring that book up again.
I'm going to make you do it because it's really, I mean, your story goes back to childhood. And you grew up in Cape Cod.
I did.
Real tomboy, right?
Real tomboy. I was climbing trees. There wasn't a sport I didn't do, and there wasn't a beach I didn't, you know, run on. So, yes, safe to say, tomboy.
But you started, I think, if I remember correctly, you started with what, neck pains and some kind of
The very
joints?
First yeah. symptom, which I would never, you know, as a kid and, you know, talking back, you know, maybe the early 80s, late. Yeah, I would say early 80s, I had growing pains in my legs. So prior to my neck, I had extreme growing pains, you know, actually to the point my mother did not bring me to the doctor ever. So for her to have brought me to the doctor for my growing pains was, you know, had to be significant. And the doctor kind of, you know, at the time dismissed it. You're active. You know, you run, you play sports, you're growing, you are a tall child. I was a very tall child. And it made sense to me, you know, just take some Tylenol, you'll be fine, or Motrin, you'll be fine. And this went on for 3 years, every night crying.
Oh, God.
My mother walking halls with me going, it's just growing pains. And in my mind, you know, other people had growing pains. So I was like, wow, I'm kind of a wimp because nobody's as tortured as I am, but
yeah,
you know, safe to say I kind of powered through it and it subsided. It took a few years, but it subsided, and I didn't, you know, stop any of my athletic sports, or it was just at night. And I don't know why it appeared at night, but it would wake me up about an hour or two into bed and I was awake with pain. So that was really the beginning, hindsight, of when I think that these, you know, the Lyme came into play.
Yeah, really, because you could have easily, as you said, with all your outdoor play, Cape Cod was really very infected at that point in time. We didn't even really realize it.
Yep.
And so,
The reason I can put the two together is after I got sick and diagnosed, I hadn't had these pains since I was a child. I had the extreme leg pains that I had had as a child, and my brain went, oh, my God, it's identical. I had a little, you know, probably five times worse, but I went, I know this feeling. I have had it before. And so, you know, looking back, that's how I do know that was the beginning.
It's amazing.
It's clear as day, yeah.
Clear as day. And so, you know, you didn't, I mean, who knows if you had a fever or anything, because, you know, I often say this with children is they often are misdiagnosed because they get flus and they get viruses and they get bugs and fevers. And, you know, we just think, oh, it'll pass. And, you know,
Treat it. Back then, I mean, my mother would treat it herself. We'd go once a year for an annual physical, but if we were sick, and I got to tell you, I was not a sickly child. Mm-hmm. I never really got fevers. I don't recall a fever. I don't recall a bullseye or any of that as a youngster. I recall pulling off at least 25, 30, maybe even 50 ticks in my childhood, not exaggerating. I mean, we'd be walking through the dunes and the grass or just out in the woods, and we'd come in, and my mother would panic because she hated bugs, and she'd be tweezing them off our legs, and it was normal. That was just part of everyday life. So the amount of ticks that were taken off of me and many other people my age on the Cape, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Bethany, shocking to say, but it's time for our first substation break.
Awesome. Okay, no problem.
So when we come back, though, I want to move along with this story because this is where our audience is going to be riveted on the twists and turns it takes. So, listeners, stay with us. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We've got Bethany White with us today, a survivor with an amazing journey to share with us all. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And I want you here with me.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best,
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com
or call 888-509-1077.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris and Brian. Thank you. I think that was a great song. Was that Steely Dan?
Well, it was one half of Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, my friend. And
Donald Fagen. Nice pick.
Hence the clue where I put up for you.
Nice pick, Brian. I have the best producer, everyone. Brian Eugene Sullivan is with me every week on Limelight Radio, and he's the man behind the scenes that makes us live. So shout out for Brian. He's a terrific guy.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So I'm back on board here with Bethany White Wing. I would love for you, Bethany, to bring us more in depth to your story as it evolved from a childhood into your teens and 20s and onto your 30s. Tell the listeners how this went.
Yeah, no problem. So I ended off with the growing pains, and I resumed all my sports. I never stopped anything. I was a kid. I had a great immune system. I was never sick. And by the time I was, this is like seventh, eighth grade, I started having some neck issues where I'd throw my neck out, and the next morning I'd wake up, I'd be okay. Then by high school, I was a basketball player and played really hard. Actually, all the sports I played in. By that point, I was in the ER with my neck pain. So it wasn't just neck pain; my legs would kind of give out. And at that, I very much looked healthy. I never had a fever. I never had any other symptom other than I would throw my neck out. So I wouldn't get x-rayed. I didn't get MRI'd. They'd give me a soft collar, take some Motrin, and go home. So this happened, I would say, from freshman year all the way till I was probably 20. So I just knew, and they were becoming close, so it happened. Maybe my freshman year happened once, and then by the sophomore year it was like three times, and it evolved into once a month that I was throwing my neck out. And doctors, I was with my primary physician, what's going on? They would just say, you're okay, never an x-ray, go to PT. And, I was taught to trust and do exactly what the doctor said, so that's what I did.
Right.
Until finally, I moved out of high school, I did some college. I had a lot of events that we can talk about later, that emotional events that went on during all that time, and we can talk about that after. But so I eventually move on to working for Fidelity. I was very young for the job I had taken, so that was fairly stressful too.
Yeah.
I took it on. I did really well. I was top sales, and I had a lot of pressure because I was, again, the child of the group. And I decided, okay, at the time it was my boyfriend, who I did marry, we said, let's take off and go skiing and work up in New Hampshire at Attitash and, ski for a year, which we also did. But I said prior to that, I'm in this job that I have full, benefits. I was nervous because I really had significant pain. It was insane.
Yeah.
And I said to my primary, I said, listen, I'm taking a year off. I'm afraid. I don't have health insurance when I leave. Please, I did a little bit of research. I said, can I have an x-ray? And she's like, I'll give you an x-ray for the, you know. So we get the x-ray, it comes back, you have degenerative disc disease. And I was like 20 or something.
Wow.
And she goes, well, that doesn't seem right. You can't have, you know, that that qualifies for an MRI. So they put me in for the MRI, and the next day I get a phone call. Now, I had given my notice to my job, by the way. You need to come directly to a neurologist, you know, a neurosurgeon. So I was like, okay. So I go in, and that doctor at the time said, you need immediate surgery tomorrow, because I had herniated my disc into my spinal cord.
Oh, gosh.
And he's like, well, we were in a car accident. You know, what is this event that caused this to happen? And I said, I don't know. I play sports. That's the most, you know, I had nothing physical that happened. So I just went ahead. They said, you have to have surgery immediately. I did that. And then I took off, went to New Hampshire. I healed up great. My stress load was low because I was playing like I should have been. And then reality hit, because you can't make $6 an hour and survive.
Right.
So we said, all right, let's go back to work. So I went back to work, and again, stress load's higher. I'm still younger than a lot of people, and I'm, you know, everybody's working with their master's degree, and I had didn't even finish my associate's in art. So I didn't mesh on paper, but I did a really good job at work. And so my stress load became bigger, and I decided actually to go to hair school at that time, because it was in my family, and I just knew one day I wanted to have a salon. And I was going to school at night, and I think the load got big, and again, herniated the disc above it. So to me, I'm like, oh, I just have degenerative disc disease. Now I herniated another disc, and I tried every measure to not have to have surgery, but again, second fusion. So, and they looked at me and said, you know, your neck, you got to be careful, no more sports, you shouldn't be a hair, I just finished hair school, you're not allowed to do hair dressing.
Lift your arms up like that and hold your arms,
they
right?
Said, yeah, awful. I was like, no, this took me 2 years to do, because I did it at night part-time. You're telling me I can't be a hairdresser? I just spent the little money I have, you know, which is a lot at the time. And I ignored, and I started working in Brookline, Mass, right outside of Boston. And I was working, and I kept my banking job, too, so I did a little bit of both, because it's really hard to maneuver. And I still played my sports, more like outdoor sports at that time. I was rock climbing, and I would throw my neck out, but I was very educated at this point with physical therapy and all the things I need to do. So I kind of took care of myself, and I felt like I was chasing being happy, because I was so much in pain in my spine and in my head. But I contributed everything to degenerative disease, and never did I realize that's something that happens by the time you're 40, you know, like the natural
not,
body.
Not for youngsters, right?
Yeah. And so I'm chasing, and I got married, by the way, in that time. And I said, you know, maybe I should have kids, because I'm not feeling so hot. And I really want to have kids. And I had my two daughters. And then again, I got a bulge, not a herniation, above that one.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then I won't bring it forever, but I got another bulge above that one too.
Oh boy.
And so I became an all out yogi. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to go to Tibet. This is crazy. I can't be okay inside my body. I was popping out of my body because of the extreme pain, and not really understanding, because the medical system that I was, you know, brought up in was compartmentalized. So never did anybody teach me full body, you know, construction. So, once I started yoga and, you know, I did heal myself a lot. I still had to deal with serious pain every day. I had by 30 macular degeneration. I had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, the list goes on. You know how that goes with Lyme.
I know. You had a lot of autoimmune disorders too, right?
And they would come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would be rheumatoid positive, and, you know, you have rheumatoid arthritis, and then all of a sudden it would go away, and I wouldn't need a thing. And then, you know, just a lot of, I mean, obviously macular degeneration, I still have it. I can see perfectly fine, but I have the druse and I have the dry macular, which is really degeneration. So
I know, and it, you know what, it's speaking to me. I just can't help it. I'm thinking, oh my God, it's these Lyme, Borrelia and Bartonella and the co-infections, like creating all this inflammation in your system.
And
that we
really
know what we know.
Too.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know. And I was completely uneducated. I lived on the Cape. I did know that if a tick bit you at this time, you know, by the 30s, or when I had children, I learned that, wow, if a tick bites you and you have a bullseye, you possibly could have Lyme. It wasn't right. You have Lyme. Pregnant with my second daughter, and I was about, I'm going to say 5-6 months pregnant, and again got bit on my stomach of all places.
God.
I had a bullseye. I said, oh my God. So I took the tick off. I'm sure it wasn't the proper way, but I didn't know any better. And I went right into the walk-in clinic and I said, because it was a weekend, I said, here's the tick, here's my stomach. Do your test. This looks like Lyme.
Oh, man.
And having nothing to do with, you know, all the things I just talked about, you know, prior,
right.
You know, so they tested me. And this is on Cape Cod. They tested me. I came back negative. They said, well, we don't want to treat you. You're pregnant. And we'll wait for the testing. And like I just said, it came back negative. So I never was treated,
Did
I think I had to be. I thought, oh, I'm negative. Now, I don't know. I mean, some women love being pregnant. I never really loved it because I was always fighting pain somewhere. And so I had gotten really sick with my second daughter for obvious reasons at this point. I clearly contracted Lyme again, you know, fevers. But at that point, I was on, I think you can't take Motrin, something that, I think I was on Tylenol. So I'm assuming it was suppressed somewhat.
Yep.
Because I had to be on Tylenol with my neck pain while I was pregnant. So I think I had some of the symptoms suppressed.
Right.
But I also was very sick to the point where they had me bed, you know, when you're at bed rest, you're not allowed to do anything because I kept going into labor,
which was
another piece that's interesting. About, I think it was about not even two months later, my body was going into labor and they were like shooting me with steroids, really, you know, and to stop your labor contractions. And it was every 3 days.
You know about the steroids with Lyme. And this
Bethany. It's really complex. So they kept her in me, which is amazing. But also at the same time, I wonder, our bodies do what they're told and they're supposed to for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been old enough to probably have done well, but obviously anybody would want to keep their baby inside as long as possible. So I did what I knew was best, bedridden and having shots every 2 days. So by 35 weeks, they said, okay, you're going to be okay to have her now. We've given you the shot that develops the lungs and we're not going to prevent her from coming out anymore.
Oh boy, and, Bethany, this is so intense. And it's really like eye of the needle, like what you're threading through. And you know what? I have to have you hold your thought because it's time for a break.
That's okay.
Oh my God, we're really like at a key point here. So listeners, stay tuned. We're going to come right back after station break. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
Loving you isn't the right thing.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are listening to an amazing story, Bethany,
Wing has to share with us. I mean, Bethany, oh my God, here we are. You're pregnant. You've gotten reinfected, bullseye rash and all, which we know 100% confirms Lyme disease. The doctors don't treat you. You keep the baby as close to term as possible, and then she's born, and is she healthy?
Well, she was born with a collapsed lung. I'm not going to blame that on Lyme. But she was born with a collapsed lung. She was taken away briskly. They actually didn't want to take her. They thought I was just traumatized and didn't want to hold my daughter, and I was screaming, "She's not breathing. Come help me." And they were calm down, Bethany. I was like, please. They came over and they stat code red, took her away and off to Children's, up to Boston. She went overnight, but by the time she got up there, her lung had healed, which was great, and she came right back to me. I wasn't allowed to leave. And she really was a very healthy baby, a little more colicky than my first, but yeah, very, very healthy.
Oh my God. Thank God. I mean, you know, in a way, thank God it was near the end of the pregnancy versus right on when she, all the neuro cells were, you know, brand new. I mean, it's amazing she wasn't sicker, because we hear of so many mothers that are infected with Lyme and then their children have learning disorders or autism or all kinds of cognitive issues and, you know, all sorts of health things. So thank God she wasn't more ill, huh?
Yeah, she for real is a very, very healthy daughter, and I'm so blessed and lucky, and I'm grateful for that. So
yeah,
I'm very strong.
But so here you are now with double infections.
Yes.
And you're with a mother postpartum, right?
Yes. And you know what? I have been living, don't forget, with pain that I'm very good at disconnecting from my body. Mm-hmm. So I had, now that was a skill I learned young. And so I don't even know if I had been in my body in a long time. So, you know, I did everything you're supposed to do. I breastfed my children, both of them, until about 1 year old. There wasn't, to me, any problem other than I'm exhausted. I don't feel good, but this is how I've lived my whole life, so I don't know anything other than.
Pain and exhaustion and strange meandering symptoms.
Oh, yes. I would have my lymph nodes swell up. I just didn't go to the doctor, really, anymore, because
they never had a treatment, really, for you.
They would always find something. I got sick and tired of going to the doctor, because every time I would go, they found something more wrong with me, to the point that I quit going. You know, if I went to the gynecologist, they found something they had to biopsy me for, and then they'd say, "You're okay." So I had been biopsied, I can't even tell you how many times, or you name it, my spine is a disaster. Every doctor wants their hands on it to perform some kind of surgery, or, you know, they're watching me for macular, or the rheumatoid doctor wants me on this different medicine, and I don't want this anymore. So that was where my head space was. I'm done. I'm done with the medical system, because they just want to poke and prod, and I'm okay. Yes, I have pain. I just need to deal with it.
And, you know, also I have to say, because I was an athlete too, I mean, I think the athletic temperament is you know how to forge through, because, you know, you're like a competitor, you're prone to like achievement and quest, and you know what I mean? It's a good and it's a bad quality. I mean, it makes you forge through things and gives you the tenacity and willpower. But also, you know, here you are, you know, with a multitude of symptoms, and you're what, in your 30s now?
Yeah, but you know what? I had my second child right before 30. So by then, yes, you know, I'm living with two children, and I'm now around 30, 31. And at that point, my youngest was 2, and I needed, you know, I moved from, you know, I sold the house, came down the Cape again, and bought another house, and then decided, okay, I have to work again. So at this point is when I opened up the salon. So I just... not like other salon people where you go work somewhere and then open up. I decided, hey, I'm from my town, I'll just open up a shop. So that's more stress. And but I wanted to build a life around my children. So the only way I knew to have work and balanced life was, you know what, I need my own business.
So, yeah, your own business.
Yeah, so that's what I did. And then raising, you know, they're 2 and 4 at the time. I'm juggling everything back and forth and hiring, you know, full staff and getting it going. And it was amazing. I'm not going to lie, but very stressful. I had the extreme exhaustion you would have even if you didn't have Lyme.
Right.
And at that point, I was at my neurologist quarterly. I was with, a DO who would do some, you know, moving my muscular skeletal system. I was doing myofascial. I was doing cranial sacral. I was doing yoga. Mm. You name it. I did not feel okay. I was sick. But I kept it to myself, but I was doing everything you could possibly imagine.
I don't know how emotionally you were handling this. I mean, you just must have wanted to scream half of the time.
I honestly shut off. I completely shut off.
You shut off. That was your coping mechanism.
I had to. I couldn't. You know, if you met me, I wasn't shut off. You would think, wow, this girl is amazing.
Yeah, vibrant. Right.
Yeah. And then I decided, okay, this isn't okay. You know, I'm talking to my neurologist. I'm like, is it in my head that I have this much pain? Why is my foot numb? You're not connecting that to my neck trauma. Why do I have these other things that are going on? He's like, Bethany, I don't know what to tell you. He actually never said I was crazy or, he's like, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to deal. And I'm like, this is unbearable. Like, I can't just deal. So I said to him, you know, if it's in my head, please let me go to a therapist. Why have you never said, you know, he knew my upbringing. I did have a pretty traumatic upbringing.
Yeah, because you wanted to mention that. You said you
did.
Had,
and I think it's very crucial in any disease, not just Lyme, any disease. I had a really traumatic upbringing. I definitely had PTSD. I had all these things, but they were all subconscious to me. I had no idea. I still had them in me somewhere. So I personally said to my doctor, this is going to make you sick, but I said to my doctor, why haven't you sent me to a therapist? You know what I've been through all my life. He's like, Bethany, I prescribe pills. I'd be out of a job if I did that. No American wants to put their that much work into something. And he starts laughing.
God.
But this is his exact word. Now, this is a 10-year relationship, you have to understand.
Yeah.
And we goofed. So it wasn't, I think he didn't realize the amount of pain and suffering I was having. So in his way, he was joking with me. In my way, I took my stuff and ran out of there and was like, I cannot believe what I just heard.
Right.
Never went back to him again.
I know.
I got myself in therapy.
Yeah. Good for you to listen to your intuition.
Yep. I walked out. I went to therapy. I found a therapist who had been through some trauma because I thought, oh, maybe all my trauma and stress, you know, maybe that's why I don't feel good. And I'm hoping to God, I'm going to find this. And, you know, I go through a lot of hard work with her. And then, I, you know, of course, it lands into my marriage. And I'm trying to go through the hard work with my marriage. And long story short, my marriage fails. Because I'm only doing the hard work, and it didn't seem to be. So I said, if that's what's making me sick, I'm done. I have to be a good mother for my children, and this is it. I can't take any more. So my marriage ended, and at that point, you know, I personally wanted to move out of the house that we were living in. I didn't want a big house. I wanted a small house. I couldn't keep up to, you know, a big house with a business and my children.
Yeah.
So I decided to move back to Sagamore, where I originally came from, and bought myself the house. We stayed in the same town. It's, you know, it's a fine relationship. And but in that, there was a lot of running around. Back and forth, because I'm trying to make sure that everything's good at two homes.
You're constantly multitasking, and, you know, it sounds like your nature is, you know, to take care of others, you know, even in the beauty industry. I mean, is you know, you're service oriented.
Absolutely.
And caring. So here you are, you know, struggling at the personal level, but you're still extending yourself with the children and the shop and the family. And
And it just got so overwhelming. And I will tell you, without a doubt, I was at the peak stress because of your children. There's nothing more that you love in life. I can't imagine there's a greater love, you know. I was so worried about everybody. That's when it happened. So all of a sudden, I took taking Motrin because I had my neck condition. Mm-hmm. For about a week, I was like, oh, I'm just out of my mind. In my head, I felt like I had a fever, but I didn't have a fever. And then, you know, 4 days into it, I took my temperature finally. I'm like, what is going on? And I'm seeing these, I'm literally physically seeing creepy crawlies on my arms. You know when a baby kicks in the belly? My arms were lumping up, and it scared me. I'm like, it wasn't twitching. It was a little bit more. Took my temperature. I had a fever. I tried to make it through the weekend because I didn't really associate it with anything. And by then, my legs went completely paralyzed. My arms went paralyzed. My face, Bell's palsy. End up with encephalitis, spinal meningitis. I'm in the hospital.
Oh, my God, Bethany.
It just, like, turned into a whirlwind.
Oh, my gosh. It totally, you know, was ravaging your nervous system.
Completely.
Completely. And oh, God.
I had no idea. Lyme wasn't even in my vocabulary. So.
No, but it was ravaging your nervous system and now into your brain. Oh, man, Bethany, this is unbelievable. You're an amazing survivor. And then here we're hearing you talking. I mean, gosh, it's time for our station break. When we come back, we have to hear how you got out of this and then the good work that you're bringing to the world, because you're such a testimony to Transformation, which is the name of our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So, audience, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and Bethany's going to share how her life takes a turn for the better. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room
with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom.
Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Bethany Wing. And Bethany, oh my God, my heart goes out to you. Here you are now. The infection is raging in your nervous system, and it's hit your brain. Oh, wow, and you're in paralysis. So what on earth happens?
So I'm in the hospital, but let me back back up just a tad on right before I get to the hospital. I have to say Dr. Patty Fader on the Cape saved my life, who wasn't even my doctor. I had gone into the walk-in clinic. The doctor there said, oh, you need to go over to the hospital because, I'm paralyzed. Mm. He's like, we can't do anything for you here. Go to the hospital. Get tick. You look like you have tick-borne illness. Go get tested. I get to the hospital. They took some blood, sent me home, no treatment. But I didn't know any better. No. And so this is how it raged really bad. So then I go home. A day or so later, I'm sick as it. I can't even open my eyes. I cannot have sound in a room. I had complete encephalitis then, and couldn't walk. And they're like, you got to get back to the hospital. So I go back to the ER again. They said, oh, your electrolytes are low. Let's give you a bath in that. And then they sent me home. And then the third time I went in, I honestly was dead. I remember bits and pieces of it. And it happened to be the man from the walk-in clinic. He goes, what are you doing here? How have you not been treated yet? And, turned me over, spinal tap. And, Dr. Patty Fader, who wasn't treating me, she was a friend of mine. Mm. When I had gone home the second time, she said, Bethany, you have to get on doxycycline right now. So she had given me a few days of doxycycline. And I had gotten sicker. That's how I ended up back again at the ER. And so I had been on a few days of doxycycline. The hospital still hadn't had any test results back. I have my actual primary calls me as I'm sitting in the waiting room, and she says, get off that doxycycline, because I had told her that Patty had given me doxycycline. Get off the doxycycline. The test came back negative. You're fine. Go home.
This is when
I was almost dead. I said, you know what? I'm at the ER. I'll let those doctors handle it at this point.
I can't even believe that you have to rationally, think about any of this.
I couldn't speak at that point. And so thankfully the doctor, he's like, oh, my God, you're a mess, and spinal tap. And I know it wasn't an amazing amount in my spine because I had been on treatment, but they found a couple white blood cells at that point. But they knew, and they gave me a few Western. I must have had, not exaggerating, 6 Western blot test, all positive. And I'm not sure on the science of that, but I know it costs a lot for this test, and I'm not sure exactly what they were looking for and why they wanted it to be coming down. But I only raged with the Western blot. I didn't come out of it. So I was treated for about, 7 days, IV, sent home with, oral antibiotics. They asked me, they were questioning in the room, should we give her IV PICC line? Should we give her, they didn't know because I had old and new Lyme, never mind all the other symptoms.
Right.
And they just said, you know what, she's okay. Let's put her on, I was still not walking at that point. Let's put her on oral, she'll be fine. So they sent me home. So now I'm a complete botched case.
Oh my God.
So now as my legs were waking up, the raging pain I cannot describe, I wanted to die.
I bet.
And they said, you need to call your primary. You need, be in touch with your primary, obviously. So I call my primary. You can't get in for another 2 months. I'm like, oh, I couldn't function. I need to see you right away. And I'm like, did you get all the records? Now, this fight went on for 3 weeks. I finally get in to see her. She is pulls up my records. And then she has a heart attack, and she's scrolling, you were CDC positive? Oh, my God, I didn't know.
Oh,
and
boy.
Has a radio, sticks me in with the EKG and, everything she could possibly do because she was unaware that I was that ill.
Right.
And so she does all that she can do. She sends me to a bunch of specialists, and then I get a phone call a week later that says, if I were you, I would leave the doctor's office after this treatment that you've had. So I had been with her for 10 years.
Oh, boy.
I had had multiple reasons Lyme tests should have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple. Like, my tests, when you look back, and I'm not interested in any malpractice. I'm interested in awareness. She didn't know, and I'm not blaming her. But once they saw what was wrong with me, they realized, oh, my God.
Right.
Get her out of here. And I said, you can't kick me out in the middle of this. I can't even function.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me whatever... God. Specialist I needed, and then I finally found another primary. Because
but they basically ushered you out of their practice.
Oh, I got booked. Yeah, I got booted out. They actually canceled me. I got a letter. I called them up, and I said, oh, no, you didn't, so I had to, I fixed it. I said, you don't dare take me off your system. this, you know, I'm a very logical person, and you do not want to do that to me. And they put me back on.
Oh, my God, Bethany. This is quite the story. You know, I just want to tell you, we only have a few minutes left on air.
Yep.
So
okay.
I want to get the good word out about what you're doing with your good work. But, I mean, so you did you finally get treatment? I mean, to just sum it up?
Yeah, antibiotic. I had oral, I'm still in the process, actually, to this point. Yes, I've had treatment for 2 years orally, holistically, infusion, vitamin C, glutathione. I've been through everything.
You're doing all the integrative support to
everything.
Get your systems to work properly while you're killing off this, like, multiple levels of infection.
Yes, and now I'm with a research doctor who has figured out the testings to do to show that I still have active, because I do have active Lyme and co-infections.
And they're doing new iSpot test, right?
I just had that done, the iSpot test. I came out raging positive that it's an active infection.
We had highlighted that test on a prior show from Neuroscience. It's a good test, people. You got to check that one out, the iSpot. And so, Bethany, how much better are you? Like 50% better, or what would you say?
Oh, well, from, honestly, deathbed, not exaggerating. And I'm at work one day a week right now.
Okay.
And I still have encephalopathy, and I still have a lot of work to do. I can't work more than one day.
Right.
Because it takes me the whole 6 days to recoup.
To recuperate.
But I'm there. Look at what I'm doing. So
I know. You've got your salon. And listen to your vibrant voice and your passion.
Yeah.
And you've started TikTok, right?
And I started a new nonprofit TikTok, which for the Cape, I can't not help. There's so many people coming to me because they've heard my story, and I've helped, direct people to figure out what actually has been wrong with them all these years. And I started TikTok so that hopefully I can do some fundraising to make sure that all the hospitals, I'm going to start here on the Cape, are educated, ILADS trained, and make sure that there's more awareness. I think it has to go through the medical system from my story. Because they were all so uneducated and unaware that it really needs to stem from there so that the people actually understand. I mean, I can talk my brain out, but it needs
to
come from
higher. Well, now that we've got this on audio, you can take this and you can actually deliver it.
Yeah, I think I might. I'm going to hand deliver it and say, listen.
Listen to this, and let's get these doctors and hospitals educated, because we can't let all these other cases like you slip between the cracks. I mean, this is precious years of your life, and congratulations on starting TikTok. I mean,
thank you.
It's really important step. And
I think it's also a part of my coping, and in order to take one step ahead, it's helping. And that's, like you said, I'm a service person. So
you are a service person. So it's time for us to go. But Bethany, let me just ask you one quick question and final summation. What has Lyme disease taught you?
Oh, what has Lyme disease taught me? It has taught me how to live and how to shed all the negative away and to make sure that you're surrounded in love, because that is what makes you survive in life. That's what Lyme taught me.
So beautifully said. Thank you, Bethany.
Well, thank
you. Thank you for your beautiful spirit, for your valiant courage, for your inspiration today that you brought our listeners. So many people are struggling in shoes similar to yours, and they can have hope that here you are. You've battled a system. You've battled a disease. You've battled to keep yourself alive, and now you're doing brilliant work in the world. So thank you, Bethany. It's been my pleasure have you.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Yes, you're so welcome. And also, Bethany is in my new book, Autoimmune Illness and Lyme Disease, Mending Body, Mind, and Spirit. Visit Amazon.com and go to pre-order now. We're going to have a launch party in September. Bethany, you're going to be there with me. We're going to have
I am definitely going to be there.
You're going to be there with me. So everyone, this show will be on podcast tomorrow. Visit LimelightRadio.com, and you can share this with your friends. This is a show to share with others. You need to get the word around. Bethany has been a brilliant ray of hope for us all. So thank you, everyone, and tune in next week. Mara Williams will be guest hosting for me. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential.
If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit limelightradio.com. That's limelightradio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.